My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
For Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Hooters, and we're having a great time out here meeting some new faces and some familiar faces as well, guys. We'll be out here today all the way up until 7. Tomorrow, 2 until 7, and then Friday as we come from Falcons training camp. Let's talk to Grant McCauley, best baseball guy in the business, guys. He covers the Braves, covers MLB for us. First and foremost, Braves lose the opener of a doubleheader. The second game, as we speak right now, has been postponed. But that's not the news of the day. Grant, what's the latest on money, Michael Harris, and what's the situation as far as how soon he could come back?
Yeah, this is really only a procedural move because the Braves found themselves in a bit of a roster crunch. And so whenever you transfer a player to the 60-day injured list and they're already on any version of the injured list, 10-day or 15-day in the case of pitchers, you're talking about the initial time that he was placed on the IL, which in this case is mid-June. So they essentially did the math and said, do we think Michael's going to be back in the next week to 10 days? And I think the answer to that right now appeared to be no. He had not advanced to sprinting. I've seen him doing some activities. I talked to him a couple of days ago, but just not there yet. So they needed that spot on the 40-man. A 60-day IL is one way to get that without having to cut somebody. So I think they just made that decision just based on the overall long-term comeback and timetable of that. So I really wouldn't read much into this. I honestly don't think much has changed between yesterday and today and the decision to make that move, which if they'd known this game was postponed, they may not have even made.
Yeah, but I mean, a grade 2 tear, again, we're not orthopedists or chiropractors or anything else, or gynecologists either. Well, that would be interesting.
No,
maybe it's just the timeline is just dragging. I mean, I don't know, Grant, it just doesn't pass the eye test, I guess, to the casual fan.
Well, I mean, when he initially had the tear or the grade 2 sprain, or strain rather, which is, I mean, every strain is considered to be a tear, I think we could probably get into the semantics of all of that. But putting that aside, I don't think anybody was expecting him to be back before 6 or 8 weeks, and we've just now gotten into that window between 6 and 8 weeks. So, honestly, even if you're encouraged, and I mean, talking to Michael, he did seem like he was making progress, and surprisingly so at times, they're still not going to rush it. And like he told me the other day, the last thing I want to do is create a scenario where I rush it, I come back too soon, I get out there and I injure myself, and then I'm out for a number of months. And that would mean, at this point, his season would be over in all likelihood if he were to re-injure this. So I think it's, you know, people hate to hear it, but the Braves take a slow and methodical approach to this. But if the alternative is we rush them and they get hurt more, I think more people would be madder about that than what we're dealing with right here.
Braves lose 9-4 in the first game of the doubleheader today to the Reds. Second game, as we said, is postponed as of now. Hopefully they'll try to get this in. What happened in game one? I mean, Kelnick had a couple of RBIs. So did Rosario. He had one. What was the situation? Starting pitching let you down?
Well, among other things, I think the defense let the starting pitching down, which then led to the starting pitching perhaps having a worse night or afternoon than maybe he would have had otherwise. But Alan Winans was up from Triple A Gwinnett. He made that start. there was a play in right field that I think, you know, Adam Duvall needs to make. I think he'd tell you he needs to make that play. That turns into an extra base hit. And then the throw in to the cutoff man, Zach Short, sailed out of his hand, which turned it into a two-run play. There was a non-call on a strike three that would have gotten him out of the inning. A pitch later, a two-run homer, and all of a sudden, it's 4-0, and this dude's thrown 31 pitches in the first inning when he could have been in the dugout scoreless had there been some things going right for him. So beyond that, there were some struggles that Winans had as the start went on. But that first inning, to me, really was what rolled out the not-so-red carpet for him and a forgettable afternoon for him. The Braves scored a few runs. You know, Marcell Ozuna continues to do what he does. That's good to see. Nacho Alvarez got his first big league hit. But overall, Matt Olson, a couple of hits. I mean, I think we've been waiting to see that, and no strikeouts for him. So a good afternoon for him. But overall, the Braves offense wasn't able to overcome a 9-run onslaught for the Reds.
One of the themes, as Grant McCauley joins us, guys, in the Wade4.com hotline, was in 2021, when you lose Ronald Acuna, and also Darnold was banged up, missed some games, you still had first base Freeman, second base Ozzie, third base Dansby, and Austin Riley, all producing.
Yep.
All producing, some above their baseball card, but mostly right there in the sweet spot. And then you added Soler and Rosario and Jock Peterson, and the pitching, the bullpen moves obviously were great. It just seems to me like our core guys, you know, aren't doing their job. Our Riley's not hitting at the level we're used to. RC is not hitting. Murphy's not hitting. We just talked about, you know, Olson. It just seems like, is this the year to be buyers at the trade deadline? And if so, are you willing to take something on like a Randy Arozarena? Are you going to bring in a guy who's a real starter and you'll have to pay? Or, I mean, how does that play out?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of different things to unpack there, but it's not just about losing Ronald Acuna Jr. this season. And I know the Braves had their pitching troubles in 21 as well. That's been pretty well documented by the time they got to the end of the season of the World Series. They were basically operating with Max Fried and Ian Anderson because even Charlie Morton had suffered a broken leg at that point. But outside of the history lesson, I do look at where they are right now. And if you're a club that holds the top wild card spot or really any playoff spot and you're approaching the trade deadline, he makes a decision to either A, do nothing, or B, which is, you know, the suggestion of some, which, I don't think is anything that the Braves are considering, maybe to sell. That's not the way that the Braves are looking at it. And Alex Anthopoulos, and I know you guys have had him on the show a number of times, he is always trying to find ways to make this club better. But even the best GM, throughout the first couple of 3 months of the season, your hands are tied because nobody's dealing. And so you do the best job you can in the winter, which I think that he certainly addressed the starting rotation by adding two guys that ended up being all-stars. But now you've got an offense that nobody could have predicted what has happened to this Braves offense. And I will fall on whatever sword I need to fall on to say that I couldn't have even fathomed this being so difficult for some of these Braves hitters. Then you throw in the injuries. You've got Marcell Ozuna having a good year. Austin Riley has returned to form over the last 6 weeks, so I will say that. But those two guys aren't getting a lot of help, and obviously Matt Olson's been through maybe his worst slump of his career at this point. None of that really points to making you feel overly confident about how this team has trended, but I'll also just kind of go back and throw out what so many teams have proved year after year. You just don't know what can happen in October until you get there. And if there's a way to make them better and not mortgage large pieces of the future, I think Alex Anthopoulos is going to be on top of that, whether that's a Randy Arozarena type or other moves to strengthen your rotation, or look for an infielder that could help you since you're going to be out of no Ozzie Albies for 2 months as well.
Just one more name for you, Grant, a guy like Taylor Ward from the Angels. I mean, because we're looking for some RBIs, we're looking for some slugging.
I think, and you're just looking for guys, I think, at this point that are producing and that you can mix in, because you're right, and I know I've talked about this on From the Diamond as well. 2025 outfield for the Braves is pretty set. And so is 2026 and 27. I think you know where I'm going with this. So going out and trading for an outfielder with 3, 4, 5 years of control and mortgaging the farm and a lot of prospects, I don't see that as the most likely outcome. But I've also seen Alex Anthopoulos zig when everybody thought he would zag. So I won't rule anything out. It's just really hard to predict, hard to call, and as we've talked about many times, hard to know what's going to be available because some of these teams all have to make their decisions on where they see themselves to help the Braves be able to know, to decide what can we get, what's available to us, and what are our options.
What's your expectation now? Has it changed?
Not really. I think that you look at everything that's gone on for this Braves club, and I know that, you know, they had this closed-door meeting they want to find a way to get into October. The path may not be to the National League East. I don't think anybody's necessarily making a strong case that it will be at this point because the Phillies are what they are. But what you want to be is one of the teams that gets into the postseason and finds their way into that dance, get that seat at that table, as Brian Snitker says. So I think that's still their expectation. And stranger things have happened. I'll point that out. So it's a lot of wait and see for this week, this next 6 days leading up to the trade deadline. But there are still possibilities out there that don't include the sky falling and collapsing on Truist Park.
Grant, great stuff. We appreciate you. Lots of stuff happening with our Braves, and hopefully we can get this game in. You think they'll get the game in tonight?
No, the game tonight has been postponed. That won't be made up until September the 9th.
Okay, yeah. So it has been postponed. All right, we were talking about it being postponed as of us coming on right before you came on the air. So no game tonight. All right, great stuff, Grant. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.